Hey Aleph, Siv Beis. How you kore? Right, Tzayik Negdo. He was saying Krishman. He saw in front of him is this excrement. Yelech Kadesh Yizvaken Mechad. He should move forward so that it will be behind him. That as long as it's Dalet Am is behind him and he can't smell it anymore, it's alright. If it's in front of him, as long as he could see it, it's a problem. So he should once again go move forward so that it will become behind him, Av Amas, will be more than four Amas behind him. And the Yevsha, if he can't move forward, going Sheish Lufan of Nahar, there's a river in front of him, Odover Afe, Ma'akiv Leilev, Ma'akiv, there's something else that is preventing him from moving forwards, then Yelech Kidei She Yanichen Letzod, Dalet Amas. Then he should go to the side so that it will be four Amas to his side. In such a situation, even though he took a little break to move out of his position, but he could continue saying Kriya Shema. Even though we learned before that if there's Tzoya in a place that you should have checked out, and you have to start over again, that's when it's within your Dalet Amas. Here we're talking about it was at your Dalet Amas, you could just see it, so it's more lenient. So you could, therefore you can just continue Kriya Shema. Rav Rabbeinu Yoina, opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina is, if he should have been aware that there's a reasonable chance that there is tzoya in front of him, even more than four amas away, he still has to start over again. Ma'isa Mishabura says, one can be make him not to say it over again, and surely in the prophets, he should not say the prophets again, because he's suffering prophet of Atal to say it again.